Blog Talk Radio.
Noon family, and you're listening to It's All About the Funny with Miss Trish and Friends, where we'll be laughing it up about the stupid shit we do, yet inspires you to keep on. Life's lessons, you know. You can follow us and listen in at Miss Trish, MZTRISH, Funny, FUNNY, on Facebook or Twitter. We're broadcasting live from thechosen.org. Today's topic is loving a man, spouses and friends. Our special guest today will be Miss Charmaine and a few other of my good friends that I love to talk with from time to time. As a mother of boys and a single one at that, I can admit that raising boys to men was my most difficult feat of all. I wanted my boys to respect women in their lives, the grandmothers, the mothers, the aunties, and the sisters of the world, to be the men that God created them to be. And Adam, you know, in the beginning, God created Adam and gave him dominion over the earth and all its inhabitants. Then he saw that Adam was lonely and placed him in a deep sleep to create for him and Eve. Upon his awakening from his deep sleep, there she was, and it is said that Adam was pleased. All Eve had to do was have dinner ready, ensure that his house was a happy home, raise their babies, make sure Adam had some of that happily ever after long, good cooked meal after a long day's work, overseeing all that God had entrusted him with. She greet her Adam at the door and feed him a fine dinner prepared with some of those fresh veggies from the garden with a side of fresh apples or papaya for dessert. And later, tooted and booted for her man, leaving a big smile as big as the Garden of Eden on that nigga's face. Adam being the father to his sons and his daughters, teaching them the goodness of God, the wholeness of working, the role and his leadership, the love from his protection, and his purpose for his family and his God. God, that's where we need to begin. So we're going to go ahead and get the show going right after this. We want to talk about how do we appreciate a man? How do we get back to loving our men? Women, I want you to call in. Spouses, I need you to call in. Also, as a special feature, we're going to be reading a letter from one of our favorite listeners who did some stupid shit this week, y'all. You know, like how I be looking for my glasses for 20 minutes, recheck myself in the mirror, go back to looking for the glasses for another 10 minutes, and look in the mirror, and there they were on my head. The stupid shit I do. Please call in at 914. That is 914. Oh, Lord, I done lost the damn number. See the stupid shit I do. That is 914-205-5568. And you can also tune in at Miss Trish Funny on Twitter and Facebook. We'll be right back after this. And press 1 when you call Liz so we can hear you. Take care. We'll talk to you in just a minute. Give him something he can feel, Miss E.
People out there, can you not?
And we're back to with It's All About the Funny with Mistress and Friends. Today we're talking about loving men, spouses, and friends. As I was saying, we need to go back to our places, maybe in the Garden of Eden. Today we are faced with separation of fathers in our homes. Uncles stopped doing their role as the replacement for absent father. Our boys are growing up thinking that it's okay to be with other men. And women trust so little in that same man that they had. Now we have two mommies in the home. Not that there's anything wrong with same sex. Anything, to each of his own. As long as you're loving and you're committed to each other, damn it, love on. While you're at it, teach some of us heterosexuals how to be committed and how to be in love so much until oneness is. Today, I have my special guest on the phone and my friend, Miss Charmaine, relationship specialist. Are you there, my sister?
I'm here. Thank you so much for having me, Trish.
Thank you for coming back. The show was so off the chain last time, we had to bring it back again, hoping to get a further, more enlightenment on how we need to love each other, loving our men, our boys to men, loving our men who are our spouses and our friends. So give us your pointers. What do you think about that opening, you know, that comparison to Adam and Eve? I like that thing. What you thought?
Oh, absolutely. And fundamentally, you know, not much has changed. We're now in 2015, and so, you know, women don't have to be the only ones that cook, but fundamentally, we still have to, you know, strategically build our men up, you know.
Exactly.
We have to first choose the right man to lead you. Don't pick a boy and then try to be his mama or run him. You know what I mean? Like, you have to find a man. You know, choose a man. You can date a boy if you like, but you damn sure should marry one.
Amen.
Now, and he need to grow a little bit more, love him enough to not marry him until he gets to that point, because marrying him doesn't make him get there any faster.
I agree. So I guess that you're a woman who's all in on the contingency plan of a 90-day rule. You know, give them 90 days to prove themselves and allow them that opportunity to do so, as well as proving yourself to him. Would you say that's a fair statement?
Well, I wouldn't even say 90 days, because I feel like this. You know, like you think, guys, they're different things. When you're just dating somebody, the same rules don't apply. You know, I don't care how you pay your bills when I'm dating you, because I'm just dating. I don't live with you. You know what I mean? So as long as we're having a good time and we good, and then when you start to feel like you like somebody a little bit more, there's a little bit of training involved in both ends. But I want women to understand, you can't train a man to be something you've never been, which is a man. So stop saying that. I don't have time to teach no man how to be a man. You can't. You ain't one. That's number one.
No, girl, you can
train people how to treat you.
Exactly.
There's a difference. You can't train a man how to be a man, but you can teach him as a man how to treat you. And it's not about talking. It's a lot about consequences when he doesn't show up. You know, you act like you mad. I ain't talking about by ranting and raving. I'm just talking about by maybe not being so sweet. Maybe by not picking up his phone call so quickly. He'd be like, oh, I don't like that.
I know.
He'll do that differently.
I agree wholeheartedly. And so let me ask you something else, Charmaine.
Sure.
I've noticed that for a minute I was, you know, kind of lost. I hadn't heard any women that serenade to me, you know, anymore. Most of our songs are angry songs towards men. But then I had to research that, and I found that I was wrong. There are a lot of sisters out here that are serenading our men. But I find that women are now angry at our men, but men still need a woman, and they are loving women, and they're serenading to our women. Would you agree?
Yes, and I'm going to tell you what I want a lot of my sisters who may find themselves there. We, you know, we got to get in touch with where the anger is coming from, because a lot of times it's misplaced. A lot of times we're mad at what our fathers did to our mothers, but you don't know what your mama did to your daddy. So first of all, stay in your place. That your relationship with your dad is not a man-woman relationship. It's a daughter-father relationship. So those dynamics are different. Okay,
yeah,
that's number one.
Yeah.
And then we hold the pain of our first love. He crushed me when he was 17, girl. He don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. But we do recognize the pain that they put us through. But how were we making a 17 or 18 or 19-year-old who hasn't lived yet responsible for such a great feat of holding on to your heart?
Okay.
See, y'all got to let that pain go, and you're grown now. So now go find you a grown man who has some experience and has some grown things.
I think
a lot of us hold on to pain that, and you know, that we need to let go. That wasn't ours in the beginning.
I agree. I know one thing. I had my father and my mother. I came up in a two-parent home. And one thing that I admire about my daddy is that I never paid for a damn meal. I wish I would go to a restaurant with somebody, a man, and pay for some. My father was always a protective man, and he was a provider. He was a man's man. So I got a great appreciation for that. But I also had a mother who was a woman, you know, and she provided as well. She taught me how to be a woman to the house and how to be a wife to her husband, and also how to love her God or her creator. So, I placed those values in my life, and even me, I had two boys and two girls. I wish I would pick up some trash and take it out, and I got a man sitting in the house and ain't shut in.
Who you tell her?
Isn't it beautiful
to have both your mom and your dad? And I want the single moms to recognize how healthy you make your children when you allow the dad to be there. And I don't mean physically in your home, but in your child's life, even if you don't like him, even if he's not doing what you think he should be doing, please allow the relationship and allow your child to decipher what their relationship is going to be.
And I wholeheartedly agree. But another thing that I got from my mother, I wish I would lay up in the bed and be left there the way the man left me at 6 o'clock in the morning, and he come home and see me in the same way at 6 o'clock in the afternoon. The house a mess. The girl ain't been to the bathroom and got no water thrown on her, and I want him to come up in me and have a good time. I wish I would. So my mother didn't taught me that, teach you that. My mother taught me, you get your butt up, you clean your house, you have things ready. You know, she was a good mom. She was a good mother to her children, and she was good to my father. And I think they had that great appreciation. And so that's where I get my beginning from. But hold on for me, Miss Charmaine. We've got a call on the line. Caller 1022. Please go on. Give us your name. Tell us where you're calling from and what you got to say.
Hi.
Hi.
Robert.
Hey, Robert.
Robert Dickey, your cousin in Houston.
Hey, Robert, what's going on, cousin? Talk to hello to my friend Charmaine. Charmaine, the family.
Hey.
What's going on? So, Robert, tell me, how do we love our men, country boy? This is Midwest, y'all, so we're going to get some hardcore facts. How we love a man?
You just stay with them and have their back, you know? You don't have to do anything special as long as you're there for them.
I got that. And give me an example, because I knew my Aunt Bobby and my Uncle Joe knew how to love each other. And he was another great example of a father and a husband. And so give us an example, one of your best examples of what your parents taught you when it came to a relationship.
Well, my mom, don't matter what they went through, whatever they fought about, they never did in front of us, and always worked it out between them two.
Amen.
Awesome.
You know,
awesome.
They didn't let us see nothing. They didn't involve us or nothing like that.
Yeah. You know, we come from a strict background. Big mama didn't even play that. You might get shot.
No.
You didn't even play that. Chill and stay in their place. Amen. Amen. Well, Robert, I want to thank you for calling in, because I miss y'all. Give all my love to my Midwest family in Texas, Huntsville, and Houston. And I will be talking to you soon, man.
Okay.
Peace. So, Miss Charmaine, that's a little bit of my family history that you done got on me.
I love that.
You just don't know the half, you know. But Uncle Joe was also another man's man. He took good care of his family, worked two, three jobs if he had to, self-made type of man. But his backbone was, again, Aunt Bobby. She had his back,
you know.
And they stuck it out. And I think that's, again, what we need to get back to. We got great roots as a people, a cultural people, you know, and every culture has their great roots. And if they just go back to that beginning, I think we can begin this real process of loving our man. But, Charmaine, we're going to go to break right quick.
Okay.
I want to throw this song out to y'all. Y'all think about this. This is a true good group. They know it. They telling you. They serenading to us women. It's called Love Ballad. It's LTD girl. You know, I go way back in the day. And we're going to talk to you in a minute with it. It's all about the funny Miss Trisha and friends, loving the men, spouses, and friends with Miss Charmaine, my special guest. Guests, we'll be right back after this. And we're back with It's All About the Funny with Miss Trish and Friends. And today we are talking about loving our men, spouses, and friends. Again, you can call in and chit-chat with us on the subject at 914-205-5568. And I have my good friend, our relationship specialist, Miss Charmaine. Miss Charmaine, I got a great question for you. I was thinking about this. You know, in the 2015, everybody liked to do friends with benefits. Let me ask you this. Is it more healthy to be friends with benefits or without?
It depends on what place you are in your life. I've been there as a single mom raising my kids and had my own business. I really didn't have time for a committed relationship, you know, at one point. Okay. So that just didn't work for me.
Right.
You know, the other thing is people have to take relationships seriously. One thing I knew is that relationships took a lot of work. And at that point, I wasn't willing to give it. I didn't feel like being considerate. I had kids to work on. I didn't have time to worry about your feelings. I ain't call you back. See, no. So at that time in my life, I had escape routes only. I dated guys when I had time. We had a great time, and that was it.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, you have to find what fits for you, and our seasons change. So just change with me. But you know what I did want to add, Trish? Another thing. Mm-hmm. I was married for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I had to learn to do, I know people have heard it, but you definitely got to try it. You women, we have to learn how to get behind our man and pray for him.
I agree.
Oh, my goodness. It was such a hard thing because when they're not doing things according to the way that we think they should be done, we're not respect, you know, it's hard for us to respect the relationship that he has with God. And so I had to learn, and it took me probably about a year, 9 or 10, girl, to realize I had to get behind him and say, dear Heavenly Father, please help this man out. I don't know what he got on his mind, but just, I'm going to trust you. I don't too much think about what he's doing. I'm going to trust you on this. And I really had to take the time to learn how to do that, ladies. And so, therefore, you know, we are our man's greatest asset when he knows it and when he doesn't realize it. So, and a house divided can't stand. And so when we're against him, even when we don't mean to be, just because we're looking at him like, that is not going to work. I don't know what the hell they're doing right now. Guess what? We are the weakest link. It's not him. It is us. And I've been there, and I'm a spiritual woman, and I didn't even realize what I was doing at the time. I was jacking him right on up and was looking at him like it was him, girl. I didn't realize it was me.
I get you. But if you sit Jesus on the mind, he'll get it right. I promise you.
Absolutely.
You want to make a man right, call on the Lord. Lord, I need you here. Jesus, come on down. I get you.
Absolutely.
Well, let me ask you one other question, Charmaine. What are other benefits that we can give to the other sex partner? Other than sex to our part, what are other benefits that we can get?
You know what?
I think that men would be receptive to as well. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I think one of the greatest things that you could ever do, don't overdo it, but be his friend. Be the person that he can talk to because he knows you're not going to bite his head off. And like the gentleman said, he knows that you got his back. So even when he falls short, he don't have to be afraid to come and tell you that he fell short or feel bad about it because, again, we're all human. Be his friend. Be able to laugh and be like, babe, don't worry about that, honey. If you're going to eat some peanut butter and jelly, I'm going to sprinkle some loving on it. And it's going to be the best peanut butter jelly that we done ever had. Now, we're going to keep eating peanut butter and jelly, but we're going to eat it tonight, though.
I get you, and I agree. It just makes the whole relationship a lot lighter. You know,
yes,
you don't have to feel like you don't you got to run to somebody else if your good friend is laying next to you every night and you waking up to him or her every morning. So I totally agree. If you can be my lover, my homie, and my friend, nigga, you got this.
Absolutely. Learn how to let them get the lesson without being a scolder, you know, without your mug being broke down, walking around sulking. You know, sometimes one great thing about a man is they hear in black and white. Like, you talk too long, you'll lose them. So really, they hear very, very well. So when you say something, you can say it sternly but lovingly.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? And I know it's a balance. But sometimes you just have to say, babe, you know what? The next 3 months is the last month. Last 3 months we're going to live like this. We need to talk because some changes need to be made. And always include yourself. Don't allow all changes to be on your spouse. Always make it we. We need to make some changes, even if you feel like it's him. Okay, whatever.
I got you.
You always keep you as a team. Keep y'all as a team.
Yeah, my daddy always said you can catch more flies with honey than you can with sour milk. Salma says you have to love a man with your heart and not your mind. I agree.
This is what my mother used to tell. My mother used to tell her boyfriend, I don't feel sexy when I don't have no money. So she already knew. But also being mean and yelling or whatever.
Right.
If you want some honey, you better bring some money. She said, I ain't going to be doing this. She just already knew. I don't feel sexy when I don't have no money.
She was trying to say, Daddy, pay a bill, damn it. Pay a bill.
Okay. My mom had good money, but she sure wouldn't date a guy. She said, just because I have money don't mean you don't need to contribute. So, yeah.
I agree. We also have John on the message board. John says, if you want to love a man, encourage his dreams, and sisters need to learn to forgive. You be getting the best week. You be getting beat a week later after I forgot. So I guess he said we be throwing across your head a couple of times. We never, and that's, you know, that's true. We be angry, but if you're friends in the first place, you know how to talk to that person and let it go in the, you know, in the beginning of that. So I guess, again, we got to go back to being friends and respecting. Respect is a big thing. Because if you come at me a wrong way, you can either get the church going helpful or you can get the helper that's going to cuss you out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just saying how you speaking to me. You know what mood I'm in today, you know?
Absolutely.
So, Call her forth, and you're going to get her right away. I just promise you that. And I see that with all my female friends, you know. Women are so, we do a lot. We're mothers. We'll be the mama. We'll be the Bible teacher, the counselor, the taxi cab driver. We got to go and earn some money, too. Keep the house clean, the housekeeper. We're doing all these things multitasking. And so we handle so much that we tend to take on each role individually. If I got to talk to the preacher, it's going to be, Lord, this and thank you, Jesus, that. If I'm talking to the bill collector, I ain't got no money today, and I ain't calling you back. So I you know how it is. You know, it just depends on what role we play. So we just got to come with certain words of respect.
Absolutely. You know, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No. Go ahead. You go, Miss Charmaine.
Yeah, and I was going to say, and you know what? Then we have to stop taking on so much and then be mad.
Hey, yeah.
I did. Well, man, who asked you to do all that? And then you're going to get mad at me because you decided to pick up about 8 jars of Valentine at the church. No. And they're going to be mad at me talking about. So, again, sometimes we have to look at ourselves lovingly and check yourself. I call them crazy stickers. Give yourself one when you need it and get yourself back in order.
Yeah, I agree. I want to thank everybody that's listening in and those that are writing in on our message board. Carlos says, women can love a man if they have their own. Thinking, I'm going to do it for you. do it thinking, I'm going to do your daddy's job. It's not my problem. Well, I tell you, oh, Carlos, you about pull that other F out of me. I had an example of a man in my life, and I'm sorry you feel that way. I'm sorry,
girl.
I'm sorry you feel that way, but my daddy tell you right now, if he can't love you like I love you, he don't need to love you at all. And I was happy. I was a daddy's girl. You hear me?
Right, that's me too. But sometimes, look, I be like, I had to learn when I was married. I was like, I'm in fantasy land because of what my dad used to do. So if my husband washed his car and didn't wash my car, girl, I just thought that was the craziest thing. I was like, who does that? Like, the man washed the car. What is that?
Exactly. And what? I got nails on them. Getting my fingernails dirty, and you gonna ride in sports? I wish I would. I wish I would. I'm sorry. I wish I would. You getting a hold of? Rodman says, I love my women. I just can't find a woman who loves me for anything other than my pocket. How do I find her? Any suggestions? You, Miss Charmaine, first.
Stop showing your pockets.
Exactly.
A lot of times men that have those issues is because that's what they put out front first. So she really doesn't get to know them because all he talks about is what he can do, what he has, and what he's done. And so they can't really try to get something from you if they don't know you really have things. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And I would agree. I know I'm saying a lot about my daddy, but I'm talking to a man who wants to commit to me and be my husband. I need to know that you're going to be that man because I'm going to be that Eve. I need you to be that Adam so that I can be that Eve to you. When you go out and earn the money and pay the bills and come back home, your dinner will be made. You know, that's just my personal opinion, and that's what I saw in my parents' relationship. I'm not talking about a brother that I'm just dating all the time or seeing on every once in a while. I'm talking about the man that I'm trying to commit to and build an internal life, have an anniversary attached to that. I'm talking about that's the kind of man I need and the one that I want to raise my children. You know, I'm sorry that it's like that. And women, we should. So I love to take a man out to that, and I'll take that nigga to Subway in a hot minute. I think you're doing a papa. You want me to drink? I got you.
Well, you know, Trish, what's so funny? I'm in a new relationship, right? And I was always a great dater. I attract men very well, and I love people, so it doesn't have to work out. I never dated to be married. I just dated to date, and if it turned into something cool, if not, I'm good by myself, right? So, and because of that, I've never been by myself, by the way. So the guy that I'm dating now, the coolest thing is I'm very upfront, and I think why guys like me, I don't put a fairy tale together. I'm very down to earth, and I will tell you my flaws in a minute. I give myself crazy stickers often so that you can do the same. And the guy that I'm dating right now, it takes all my flaws. See, I'm not the woman, or never was I ever, talk about, well, you know, I cook, and I hate cooking. So I'm not going to remind you and tell you some hot meal will be here, because I'm not.
I get you.
I ain't even good. So, but the good thing is when you allow people to, and you are transparent, and allow people to see your flaws, then you're able to see other people's flaws. It's a win-win situation, not you trying to be this fairy tale wife or whatever, or thinking you won. And he's looking like, you ain't got everything, but nobody does. So when we take off the shield of this, what is supposed to be in this box, and this is what it is, we learn to deal with where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And just see if it works or stop trying to be what we not. I wish I was a cook because I want my kids to come home. I know mama cook. They can't even come to my house like that. Because I don't cook. So
I get you. Look, I'm 45 now. The children is gone and gone. I might not. And it's a stage with your stages in life. You know, again, my children are grown and gone. I'm 45. I can live off a salad all day long. So, you know what I'm saying? And I'm looking good doing it. So that's my thing. So it depends on where you're at in your life. And, you know, again, in different strokes with different folks.
That's
and,
right.
When you're, you know, homie lovers and friends, they'll accept those things about you. If you're my
Absolutely.
Friend, if you're my friend before you're anything, then you get to see how I act stupid, when I'm acting proper or improper, when I'm putting on or I'm not putting on, my likes, my dislikes, when I'm a crazy bitch, when I'm a proper, you know, you get to see all that and you can sit back and say, hey, I like her. I can trust
Absolutely.
Her.
Absolutely. And that's what I was going to say, Trish. Yes.
Examine your women. Examine the woman you want. You the man. The Bible says a man picketh the woman, not the woman picketh the man. So examine her. Get to know who she is. Get to know if she's a clean one or a nasty one. If you know that at first, you might know, if you knew that she was nasty before you got with her, you can't complain that she's nasty after you done married her.
Absolutely.
So, no. And the same for the women towards the men. If you know that the brother wasn't working and wasn't wanting to pay the dog on Subway bill before you got with him, why would you go and marry him? And you know, we can learn hard ways because I learned the hard way a few times. So now I'm at that stage in my life where I like to sit back and take an examination of what I'm getting with. And by all means, I'll tell the homeboy, please examine what you're getting with because I ain't the same, you know. I might be an improper, you know what I'm saying. I got Michelle on the message board. She said that she had to learn how to love a man. It was hard for her because she had that angry black woman syndrome. And she had to go back to her father to learn how to forgive and love him. And we got a call on the line, Miss Charmaine. I got caller 4269. Caller, are you there? Hello? I guess you are. Carla, are you there? Well, Miss Charmaine? Hello?
Think of me, think about us since the intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. Make you sit around and chuck kick the blase split. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. The type of man that try to get you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are where you be. Say, he the type of nigga that's hella cheap. Take this girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep. Try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
tainted. Wait a minute, what you feel? Fainted if your loving was tainted. True, I know true love's hard to find. Just let it find you for real. If you found love, then keep it real. Keep love from being tainted. Being tainted.
That's it, just Julie G. Dot. One more time, y'all, come on.
When you'll be alright.
Julie G. Dot. SV, y'all. Put it down, dog. So say, y'all.
And we're back. What is all about the funny with Miss Trish and friends? I have my friend on the phone, Miss Charmaine. Miss Charmaine, you still there, honey? Hello? Miss Charmaine, are you still there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Got you, girl. Technical difficulties, technical difficulties.
That's
I'm
okay.
Hiring somebody. Oh, I can't stand it. Infinity Comcast, somebody. 911. Get no money. Sorry about that. We're back with It's All About the Funny with Miss Trish and Friends, and we're talking about loving our men, spouses, and friends. We also have a caller on the phone. Trevor, are you there?
I'm right here.
Oh, I knew you were going to be on the line. How you doing today, Trish?
I'm doing good as usual, you know.
I'm
a man handling this business.
Awesome.
Have you been listening in on the show?
Oh, I've been listening. Most definitely, I've been listening. I'm a good
So
listener.
Give us your feedback. You know, I got my friend, Miss Charmaine, on the line. Give us your feedback.
Well, you know, I mean, yeah, she was doing her thing. You know, she's her being her, and that's a wonderful thing, you know. But, as far as I see it, she was right about one thing. You know, if a man's looking for true love and he wants a woman that's about him, yeah, the best thing to do is not show her your pocket. And that's the practice I put in motion all the time.
Most definitely.
And because that's how you know where the sincerity lies, you know. And at the same time, I always believe a woman should stay in her lane, you know.
Okay, so how do you balance the two? Like, you out on a date, and, you know, you maybe you've known her for a minute. Do you pay for the meal, or you don't? Is it Dutch tonight? How do you balance the two? If you want to stay in your lane, and you want her to stay in the lane.
Well, I'll be honest. I'm going to be perfectly honest. I was in a relationship for about 10 years, and the way that relationship had actually kicked off in the beginning was, every time she said she wanted to go somewhere, I said, fine. And we went there. And when we went there, I never pulled my wallet out. She paid.
Awesome.
And she paid. Oh, she wasn't happy about it, but she paid. And then later on, you know, one day she finally broke and said, you know, every time we go out, I'm paying. I said, well, I didn't know what it was because we never discussed it. I said, all I knew was you invited me out. And I usually, when someone invites you out, they're the ones that's going to pay the tab, you know. Now,
so is that what you mean when you say she's staying in her lane? Because she asked for it.
No. When I was saying stay in your lane, I'm talking about once we get into a relationship. Now, that's the time when she needs to stay in the lane. You know, a woman does woman things, a man does men things. You know what I'm saying? Like I said before, I believe a woman is a nurturer and an incubator. And that goes for everything. A woman, if a man finds a good woman, she will incubate his money and make it multiply. You know what I'm saying? Mm. If she's a vampire, she will drain him dry. That's just the way it works, you know? So again,
Mr. Charmaine, you want to chime in? What do you think about this?
I think everything that he said, he's right on point.
I could agree. A virtuous woman is a woman that watches out for things, and she ensures.
They said behind every great man is a greater woman, and this is the truth, because whatever he is, it's her job to make him greater. It's her job to multiply his abilities. It's her job to keep him on point. Okay. Whenever a woman decides that a man is going to be head of the household or he's going to be the leader, she should be doing that with the trust and faith and understanding that every decision he makes has her and her children considered from the gate. Okay? Mm. That's what a real man does. he's not making decisions for himself. He's making decisions for the family. Okay?
Right.
That's why he's the head, because he's physically superior, and at the same time, she's trusting that he's going to use his strength and energies to do his role, which is counselor and protector.
I totally, I agree. Miss Charmaine? Miss Charmaine? Her phone, she keeps breaking up. I'm sure she would say an amen to you. Well, look, I want, Trevor, what can we talk, if you wanted to talk to you, are you doing anything special in the industry? What's going on with you right now?
Well, you know, I'm a jack of many trades. You know, I do home improvement. You know, I do graphic imaging, editing, and photographic display. You know, I build and repair computer systems, you know. I'm a medical instructor, you know. I teach medical assisting, patient care technology, you know. So I'm into a lot of different things, you know. I'm a hustler. You know, I'm straight out of Brooklyn with Caribbean background, and you know how we do it. We got 5 and 10 jobs. I mean, it's a must in this industry.
I wholeheartedly agree. Is there a way that we can contact you if anyone listening needs your services?
Well, you can always hit me up on Facebook. You know, my page is Darkus Maticus, and that's DarkusMaticus. Darkus Maticus.
Awesome. Awesome. Miss Charmaine? Somehow she must have left us, y'all, but I want to thank my special friend. This is her second time on the show. I'm definitely going to have her back, and she is a great relationship specialist. We'll post all of her information on the Miss Trish Facebook page. We also have a caller online, caller 6996. Are you there? Please give us your name and where you're calling from. All right, I guess they hung up and got shy about it. Maybe something happened. Maybe they just didn't want to give their opinion at this time. Look, we're going to be right back. The call dropped. We're going to be right back after this PSA, and we're going to finish up our show and listen out for the stupid shit we do letter in just a moment.
The African Community Centers presents 101050, a basic plan for the empowerment of the African community worldwide. 101050 is to commit 10 hours a month to a community-based organization, to commit $10 a month to help fund the organization of your choice, to commit to spending $50 of your monthly budget to support a black-owned business, to have faith in our victory. Visit us on the web at 10-10-50.org or call us at area code 770-908-6144. That number again is area code 770-908-6144. Stand up and be down with 101050.
And we're back. It's Miss Trish. It's all about the funny with Miss Trish and friends. This is my favorite part of the segment, the 411 on entertainment news, the stupid shit we do letter for the day, and whatever. Your family, I love to rep where I'm from, where I know folks at, and I want to say hello and give shouts out and mad love to all my people in Charleston, South Carolina, Columbia, South Carolina, my peeps in the Midwest, Houston, and Huntsville, Texas, and by the way, without a doubt, the ATL, Georgia, y'all. I want to talk about Miss Sandra Blade. She was found dead in her cell at the Wally County Jail in Houston, Texas, just days after she was detained by police during a routine traffic stop for assaulting a public servant. Yeah, right, whatever. We know what's going on. Look, I want to send my prayers and my condolences to the family of Miss Bland, and I want to reach out to all my community. We have to stand up for people. We have to stand up for one another. We can't keep seeing injustice done to our human beings, our sons, daughters, nieces, nephews, mothers, and fathers. This is what we marched for in the 60s. We marched to have these rights. We should have fair and equal justice in our courtroom. And so let's stand up for this young lady and so many others that we found recently dead in their cells, all because because people want to be ugly about it. Also, y'all, we got a special segment that I like to call The Stupid Shit We Do. Listener writes in, Miss Trish, I was writing you to tell you about the stupid shit I was doing. Recently, I realized my cable bill was too damn high, so I called the cable company to tell them to come get their box. Immediately after I called the hookup man. I say this all to say, when the cable man came into the house to get the box, HBO was playing on the radio. discount rate. I love that. If we were going to do some dumb shit, let us just put ourselves in the fire. I love you, woman. I love your show, sincerely. And we love you too, dear. Please write us about the stupid shit we do. You know, bootleg cable, that's the way it save a dollar. I ain't mad at you, sister. I ain't mad at you. Write in, call us, post your comments at Miss Trish Funny on Facebook or Twitter. Also, you can look us up at thechosen.org. We're going to be right back with Be Ye Conscious after this song, y'all. I love y'all. Stay tuned for my close.
So many times you try to cut me. You wanna tear it down, but you can't touch me. We ain't invincible. Lord knows we are beautiful and blessed.
Let's be affirmative.
Oh yeah.
Don't let nobody hold you back. No, no, no.
Don't let nobody hold you. Control your emotion. Brother's keeper, yes I am.
So many times you try to burn we. You wanna break we down.
You can discover
we ain't invincible. But Lord knows we're magnificent and blessed.
Check for the
We are back with It's All About the Funny with Miss Trish and Friends. This is my absolutely favorite part of my show because this allows me to express what's in my heart. I like to call this.
I have to say, love the story of Adam. It's just such a basic of our beginning. So they definitely to be. Love one another in our relationship. In the beginning, God created Adam and gave him dominion over the earth. All that was of the what is. All Adam had to do today was walk in the garden with God, nature, creating all the things therein and overseeing all that there was. Then God created for Adam a mate to help him in these various duties. All Eve had to do was take care of this beautiful home, see to it that Adam was okay, and that the inventory in the garden was maintained and distributed fairly, only to end the day in the garden with loving touches, kisses, hugs, appreciation, and all that was in the garden. In the beginning, God placed us in the role that we played. Adam had the vision. Eve was the vision. It's that security place. So your place, your role, your relationship, and faith that you were together for the purpose that God created for you. I remember the role that my earthly father played in my own life. He taught me how to ride my bike and cheered me along as I learned. I remember him cutting the grass on Saturdays as I followed behind in his path with my toy lawnmower. I remember him teaching me to tie my shoes and sitting with us at dinner after work. My mom, with her apron on, waiting on the porch. Waiting for her children to come home from school, how she cooked pancakes and eggs for breakfast, and how her house stayed clean, although she worked outside of the home. So she's the lion of their den, and she's the lion of her cub. The most important of these lessons is that I contribute to us the knowledge of what's safe, so that all the people to him throughout life. So maybe let's go back to the beginning, hope to find in our end. Yo, I want y'all to be ye conscious. I want you to be ye happy. Godliness and contentment is a great thing. Pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. I love you, family. Until next week, I wish you love and peace always. It's all about the funny with Miss Trish and friends.